There's an interesting passage at the beginning of 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. And I'd just like to focus on that for a minute before we come together and confess our sins. Here Paul says this, 1 Corinthians 1, verses 1 and 2. Paul, called as an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Sosthenes, our brother, to the church of God which is at Corinth. Listen. To those who have been sanctified in Christ Jesus. Saints by calling, with all who in every place call upon the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours. Now, if you know anything about the church in Corinth, let me tell you a few things. The church at Corinth began as a synagogue of converted Messianic Jews. However, being in a pagan city, which is what Corinth was to a high degree, it didn't take long for the church to begin filling up with many who were being converted from the pagan Greek culture of the day. And as these converts came into the church, guess what they did? They brought all kinds of sinful practices with them, which resulted in internal factions in the church. There was idol worship that Paul talks about in the letter to the Corinthians, and the tolerating of immoral practices, which Paul said he could not even find among those who were outright pagans. They were the worst of sinners. The Corinthian church, it was really a mess when Paul was addressing them. And yet look at what Paul says in verse 2 about them. He says, to the church of God which is at Corinth, to those who have been sanctified in Christ Jesus. Well, what does Paul mean here when he says that they were sanctified in Christ Jesus? Well, obviously, he does not mean that the Corinthians were living pure and holy lives, does he? Quite the opposite was true. So what is Paul saying here to this congregation? Well, the Greek word for having been sanctified is hagiosmenos, which is a Greek participial verb in the perfect passive tense. You like that? So, I'm not going to take you to the kitchen and explain that in detail this morning. Rather than try to give you the detailed technical explanation of what this means, suffice it to say that the phrase, having been sanctified here, means that something wonderful had happened to the Corinthians. And here is what wonderful thing had happened to them. God had acted graciously on their behalf and changed their status before Him. Specifically, He chose to set them apart and make them a holy. And He did so not because any righteousness He had found in them, but simply because God chose them to receive His blessing. It's much the same way that God chose Abraham out of the land of Ur of the Chaldeans. Further, it means that God will continue to act on their behalf in this way, seeing to it that what He began as a work in them, it would be made complete. God had committed Himself to them and would not give up on them anytime soon. So when it says that they were sanctified, it wasn't about the people, it was about what God had done in acting on their behalf. That's how they were sanctified. And I think there's an important lesson for all of us here at Providence Church in this. Like in the Corinthian church, it's inevitable that we will encounter those among us with whom we disagree, who do not seem to meet up with our standards. When this happens, we need to be mindful that they are a part of a people that God has acted towards to call and to sanctify. They are a people that have been sanctified by God and set apart for Him as well. They are part of a holy people, even though they may not personally be as holy as we would like them to be. But like those in the Corinthian church who were in sin, we need to remember that God is not done with your neighbor next to you, your brother and sister in Christ. He is not done yet, and yet He's put him here and sanctified him and set him apart. The sanctifying, purifying, transforming process, which is part of us being set apart for God, it continues on. That's what our life together is about. So in the midst of your disagreements, I want to encourage you to remember that the brothers and sisters in your midst, they are not your enemies. They are not your enemies. They are fellow travelers with you. Along with you, they have been sanctified by God. And because of this, like you, they are on their way to being transformed into Christ in their daily lives. I want you to remember that. So let's pray together and ask God to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from our sins and all unrighteousness. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word, and we pray that you might be merciful to us again this morning, as you always are, because of what Christ has done, the guarantee of our salvation and our forgiveness that is held before us because of what he accomplished. And so we confess our sins to you, and we thank you for hearing our sins of confession. Thank you, Lord, for the brothers and sisters in Christ that are sitting here with us today. Thank you that they are part of your holy, sanctified people that have been set apart by you. Lord, now having asked for your forgiveness, we also want to say this, that we want to recommit our lives to you and make a new determination to follow you more faithfully. Because indeed, that is part of our confessional duty. Not only to say we're sorry, but then say, Lord, by your grace and mercy, we will be more faithful. So help us to do that. To the end that Christ might be glorified more than ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.